What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the PPPD of this podcast rolls on the Purple Project Podcast. Folks, those tuning in for the very first time, our new listeners hopping on board. This is all about the latest what's happening in the makings of Kansas State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, which the host of this podcast currently lives. That is me, Eddie Greer. He was y'all. Checking back in real quick for another daily edition. This is kind of a special daily edition real quick here. And this was a past topic that has been talked about and will be continued to talk about here moving forward. Obviously, this was first brought up when, I believe, a topic discussion in one of the weekly episodes of the Pro Project Podcast weekly about student-athletes getting in on marking themselves on their image and likeness. And then, of course, Keelan Valentine, our first guest ever on the Pro Project Podcast, went into more detail with that. And, of course, I believe this came out either earlier this week, former K-State quarterback Jesse Hurts tweeted this out, as well as to begin pretty much have this thing open, obviously, to all the K-State athletes out there as well. This called, launched by Jesse Hurts, who is a part of this now, Wildcat NIL. And I'm just going to briefly describe what that is for those of you who don't know. Obviously, this has been somewhat new to the game, but this has been asked. This has been going on. Oh, not for very long, but this has been probably promoted by not K-State here, but all of the landscape of college athletics when you really look at it. So, but here we have it here now in our own backyard here in Manhattan, Kansas, Wildcat NIL, which is empowering K-State student athletes with unique opportunity to build a legacy. Through deliberate partnerships and firsthand experience, Wildcat NIL delivers effective tactics to athletes with the goal of leveraging NIL policies to promote growth, financial security, and enhance opportunities. They assist with bridging these opportunities and allowing student athletes to remain focused on their academic and athletic performances. As well, I think that's the, as I continue to learn more about this, there's always something to learn about this, obviously, just not the basis of it, but it's a deeper impact on the student athlete as well. And of course, I'm going to continue reading this as well here. I'm going to continue on with this. It's on, if you want to dive in, learn more about this, Jesse Hurts tweeted out the link to this, catsnil.com. Again, you can click on the tweet if you don't have Twitter, but if you do not, that's where you want to find it. I'm pretty sure if you Google this, it'll pop up on there. It's catsnil.com. K-State is a national brand that embodies the word family. Like we've been talking about, obviously since this podcast started, and this is the definition of this university. Wildcat student athletes are ambassadors for the university, and their success matters greatly. This is a cutting edge opportunity to reward these players for their hard work and dedication to the university. The NCAA rules have changed, and every program is now racing to establish opportunities for their athletes. With open transfer rules, the competitive landscape is intense. Kansas State athletes need to know that their market opportunities will be supported by our vast Wildcat network of resources, and they can stay at Kansas State for the entirety of their college career. I got something on that here in a second. NIL opportunities are crucial for the nation's top recruits. For Kansas State to remain competitive and gain an advantage, it's important that recruits considering the program know that they will be able to maximize their value of their brand when compared to other brands. ... So, yeah, speaking of which, I gotta go back to that last sentence in the previous paragraph here. They can stay at Kansas State for the entirety of their college career. Well, I might have some a little disagreement with that, considering a perfect example, the transfer portal was open, obviously, to the women's basketball team. Jada Moore has opted out into the transfer portal. And I think Savannah Simmons, I think, is another one. I'm not sure there, but I know I saw Jada Moore's tweet last week in there, and that was kind of overshadowed a little bit there, probably obviously to what's been going on the flip side with men's basketball, with the overhaul that Jerome Tang has to endure now with all these players going into transfer portal. So how can you say this to Davion Bradford and this a guy that could benefit from this, Nigel Pack? Where is he at? He's going to transfer portal. Tell that to him. So, yeah, I mean, Nigel Pack, one of the top point guards in the Big 12. Tell that to him. Selton Miguel, Davion Bradford, that recruiting class. And then you add pretty much really that whole roster, for the exception of the seniors, Mark Smith and Mike McGill. So tell that to them. Tell that outside of those guys to those guys, especially you losing Nigel Pack now. Obviously, Now, Jesse Erick, this was posted on Monday. I believe I ran into this on Monday. Somebody retweeted it out, and I looked into this even more, and I'm going to continue to look into this more, get more knowledge, understand of it. And, hey, I wish this was back. This was installed back where we were in school, right? Back in college, right? So, yeah, I mean, even if they do hit the transfer portal, I think this carries on with them as well. I mean, not it just the article speaks for itself. I mean, yeah, you want to continue to mark yourselves on and off the field. That goes with universities as well, even if you do hit the transfer portal. I have a tough time disagreeing with that, but I think that has to be open to all athletes who do decide to transfer to if things don't work out. Even if you do have a popular image off the field, if things don't work on the field or on the court or wherever that is, on the diamond, on the waters, the rowing team, beginning to start back up. Well, not start back up, beginning their season here very shortly. Yeah, that's the way it is. So, I'm pretending I don't know everything about this, obviously. Now, I do know the basics. I do begin to understand what it is, because this has been an ongoing topic for the last several years, even before this NIL deal for all schools came available. So, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's a hot topic. It's going to continue to be a hot topic there, but Wildcat NIL is on for sure here in Manhattan, Kansas. Jesse Ertz leading the charge there as well. I'm sure this is not the last time we will be talking about this. This is going to be a topic of conversation, definitely for months to come here in Manhattan and all over the college landscape, the Promo Project Podcast. Meanwhile, in the Atlanta Podcast, you can find that wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We continue to put out daily content, including the weekly edition of the podcast, as well, episode 96 out wherever you get your podcast as well. So that's that on that, as the countdown to Big 100 continues with that podcast, with our podcast as well. Very excited for that as well. Stay tuned for that as well. But that's going to put a information ending to this daily of the podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all for listening. Again, if you're a subscriber, or I should say, if you're not subscribed to the Triple P, hit the subscribe button and make sure you tell a fellow friend, a student, or, better yet, someone who's an alumni to K-State about this podcast. That's going to do it for right now. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.